880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I am on South Florida. I'm informed. I'm connected. All the other things the guy said at the beginning, and I'm going to prove it to you today. First, I want to thank Richard Wilson. Richard Wilson was on the show last week, and then he had this great wealth management conference here in Miami, family office strategies, everything from a single family office to billionaire family offices. Amazing. For me, in business, life-changing. You'll hear more later in the show when I interview one of the guys I met there, Tom Handler. I'll let Tom roll it out, but this guy's got it going. If you want to protect your assets, then you want to listen to what Tom has to say at the end of the show. Coming up first, we're going to have my good friend Kevin Gale. We're going to talk about what's in South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine. We're going to talk about everything except my column. Oh, there's Ron Book. High five to Ronnie. And let's see. We'll also talk about how to reduce your stress at work with our special UHealth guest, Dr. Heidi Allspach. I'm sure I butchered that. But we'll be right back after this with my good buddy, Kevin Gale, talking about what's current and newsy in the South Florida business and wealth space. Wanda, it's all yours, girl.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
To be a world-class athlete, to be treated like one, renowned orthopedic surgeon and Freed on Business guest Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they are available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com today.
It's better to get freed than fried when it comes to business. This is Kevin Gale, publisher and editor of South Florida Business and Wealth, your source for in-depth business coverage. We're more than just a magazine. Check us out at sfbwmag.com.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and by now, you know what that means. It means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always our friends at Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I'm rocking it. I got my Dolphins shirt on, my throwback Dan Marino jersey. Hey, check out my Facebook or Twitter tweet, my Facebook or Twitter feed, and you'll see them both. I want to give a big shout out to At U Stadium, my favorite new app. They do all, they're a social place where you can go to talk about your game day experience. I'm going to be there tweeting away. We're going to have a great time at the Dolphin game. But now let's talk about what's going on here in South Florida in the business and wealth sector. We've got my good friend Kevin Gale. Kevin is the, I'm going to give it to you, Kevin, the editor-in-chief of South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine. It's a lifestyle magazine that focuses on business and wealth issues here in South Florida. Kevin, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be back here. We do have to worry about that Buffalo defensive line tonight, though. That's sort of on my mind in the background
here. Yeah, hopefully they had a bunch of wings before they left and they'll get a little upset stomach. Hey, but they don't have C.J. Spiller, so we should be a little bit better off there. And I got to say, I'm really enjoying the Dolphin offense. Hopefully they can put some points up on the board. But Kevin, I'm going to hike the ball to you. Tell me what we got in this month's South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine. We already mentioned we got Ron Book in there. What's Ronnie doing in there?
Well, we had a CEO connect with Ron, and Ron, I headlined it the Uber lobbyist.
Oh, he is. High five to the coach.
Yeah. So it was a fun evening. You know, Ron really has the inside view of what's going on in Tallahassee. So it was great. It was an intimate event. We asked a lot of questions. The audience got to ask some questions. And, probably the one thing that I think surprised him and me is how the vote on medical marijuana came out. At the time, the polls were all running 80%. We had an ad blitz at the last moment, and poof, there went the approval of medical marijuana. It sort of went up in smoke there.
Well, I think that all the people kind of stayed home and watched the returns on TV with a bowl of chips. Now, how about this article you do on home automation? It's something that everybody talks about, but not too many people do, and it looks like Tiger Direct has something coming up here on that.
Yeah, I went to the open house they had when they unveiled that down in Aventura. And, I'm a little bit of a geek myself. I like sort of things
really?
Like that. Yes, sir. So, home automation, I think, is something that to your average person is a little difficult. How do you put these, different pieces of the system, the cameras, the alarms, yada, 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 together? And to their credit, I think they came up with a very logical way to explain it to the public and even color coding some of the components on the shelf. So it's a nice innovative thing by a local company, so worthy of recognition.
Now, here's something that I think all business people need to take note of, and that's the increasing level of demand for highly skilled, unique employees in the market. It looks like you were talking to Mitch Kramer about that.
Yeah, Mitch is a great guy. He was a sponsor of our Apogee Awards, which just happened last week. And Mitch has a really good recruiting firm. He's very much into technology. And so the story has, information about Mitch, but it also has some real good news you can use. I think a lot of employers have gotten sort of spoiled by the recession that you didn't have to be that aggressive in salaries and benefits and things like that. And, what Mitch is telling people is watch out. If you're not careful, you're going to lose somebody. And also, if you have to recruit somebody, you might have a little bit of sticker shock these days.
Wow. And then, let's see, you mentioned the Apogee Awards. Who were a couple of the big winners there?
Well, somebody you and I know very well because we toured a condo with him, Carlos Rosso.
Oh, he's got a hard white hat on in that photo
he
took.
He does indeed. Edgardo De Fortuna. John Canis of Bank United. So,
wow, so those are some big hitters.
So, yeah, we had a very nice evening, very nice networking, high-end networking, and a lovely awards program and very nice attendance.
Well, John Canis, that's a guy who moved the whole market on the financial crisis. He was one of the first movers. Well done to him on the thing that he did. Now, tell me about Kimberly Graham and why I have to know about the fact that she's in technology.
Well, one of the things I think that's important for our economy, and this is where I'm trying to use the magazine as a bit of a bully pulpit, is having been down here 30 years and seen the real estate cycles, which you I'm sure, are familiar with yourself.
No, we don't have it. Everything here is always on a standard flat upward plane, man. What are you talking about, cycles?
So I'm seeing a little movement in technology here. I'm seeing a little more activity. You see what Manny Medina has done with Emerge Americas. And so what Kim has done, very innovative at FAU, is they got $1 million from the state legislature, $3 million from the university. And they have set up an accelerator that ultimately they want to have 40 different companies in it. And so they'll have a collaborative workspace. They'll have team mentoring. And probably most interesting of all, they'll each get $25,000. So the idea is to grow them for a year, and then, you know, they either, you know, do something else, or they have a business to launch.
Well, I'm just letting everybody know that the pops they're hearing in the background is my getting retweeted for getting ready for the Miami Dolphins game. I want to give a high five out to Rick for retweeting it. I want to give another tweet guys, Bergstrom Center. Again, U Stadium retweeted me. We're going crazy here. We're going viral. I got all kinds of people tweeting me and connecting with me. But let's see. Tell me a little bit about Rocco's Tacos. What's up with this guy? It looks really cool.
Well, Rocco, you know, basically started out, I think, as a busboy. So very modest beginning. You know, opened one, you know, Rocco's Tacos. I think maybe the first one was in West Palm Beach. He's on Las Olas. And now he's opening in Brooklyn. So that's pretty cool that somebody in the foodie industry has gone back home to Brooklyn and opening up a restaurant.
What makes his tacos so special?
You know, the thing that I remember most of all, the tacos are great. But what I really love there is they make the guacamole in front of you. And I'm a big guac fan, so I think that's the coolest thing they do.
I love guacamole. Now, one of your advertisers, they won an up-and-comer award winner in 2015, is Northwestern Mutual. Northwestern Mutual here. Those guys have my life insurance. Tell me a little bit about them.
Well, they've been a really good supporter of the launch of SFBW. And, you know, insurance companies are sometimes underappreciated for what they can do for people. And, you know, there's a lot of great tax-saving type things you can do with insurance. And they're, you know, one of the most prominent companies in the nation in doing that.
Okay. And it looks to me like you've got the 2015 Leaders in Law Award coming up. How do people submit nominations for that?
Well, you can go to sfbwmag.com and look at the events tab on the top. And there's a little form you can fill out. You can put in as much information as you know. You know, if you don't have all the information, we'll go contact the people and chase them down. So if you have a great lawyer, maybe there's a coworker at your firm, something like that, it'd be great to have a lot of support from the community. This is our second year doing it. The first year, though, is under the SFBW brand.
Awesome. Well, listen, we're going to be back after this. I'm going to tease the next segment. We'll go back. You'll feel what season it's becoming here in South Florida. We're going to talk a little bit about Art Basel. Wanda, take us away. We'll be back talking Art Basel with Kevin Gale, Editor-in-Chief, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine. Wanda, all yours. No, oh, I'm playing that just for my wife, Vivian, honey. I can't wait to see you tonight. I'm going to give you some loving. And you know who else is terrific on the love department? My guys at Warren Henry. You know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. And that's why you've got to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. And you know what that means. Complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime. For 4 years, always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Hi, I'm Sally Nicholas, Associate Publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth. Taken monthly, South Florida Business and Wealth magazine provides insightful, strategic knowledge that will keep you on top of the business news and up-to-the-minute opportunities that will make the difference to your bottom line. www.sfbwmag.com to learn more.
All right, if that's the music, you know what time it is now. Just a few hours away, I'm going to be up there at Sun Life Stadium tonight. Dolphins, Bills, divisional, big game. You can still go to Dolphins.com to get your tickets. You know, we're all stronger together, Dolphins. There's still a limited number of tickets, and if you want the best price, go to Dolphins.com, get yours, join me, see ya at the game tonight.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I want to give a shout-out to some of my friends that I saw at the conference. I want to say hey to Katie and to Mike and to Jesse and Ashwin. I want to say I'll see you tonight at the game. Oh, my gosh, can you folks tell how much I love doing this? Oh, my goodness. All right, Kevin, we're back, and we are badder than ever. So tell me now more about what the folks had to say about Art Basel. Basel me with your brilliance.
Well, I collaborated with our team at Lifestyle Magazines, and, you know, Art Basel is one of the signature things in South Florida. So on one level, it's this great art exhibition that's making us cool and hip. But it's also a huge business event. So we wanted to sort of spotlight that. We provided some tips on some of the cool things to see there. We talked a little bit about the Goldman family and the key role that they've played in redevelopment in Miami.
High five to my buddy Joe first. So now, you know, I've been really wanting to see this for a while since I first read about it. It's your first article. It's the 60,000 square foot French inspired mansion on the Atlantic Ocean in Hillsborough Beach. What's up with this?
That is the, as far as we know, the most expensive listing in the United States. And I think our opening spread is of the Grand Stairway, which is $2 million just by itself, including
holy
gold.
Holy moly. Well, first of all, you're right. That's what the photo is. But that's one heck of a stairway to heaven there, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, let's see. Tech Runway, FAU. You know, FAU doesn't get a lot of PR down here in Miami-Dade County. What's going on up there with them?
Well, you know, FAU is, it's sort of interesting. FAU and FIU, I think there's a lot of parallels. You know, one of the things I tell people is we're a relatively young area.
Oh, yeah.
So our universities are relatively young. And, you know, it's amazing. You go out at FIU if you haven't been there in, say, 10 years, and it's like, wow, this is turning into a real campus.
Well, they're even wanting to take some land from the, you know, and expand FIU.
For the fairgrounds, yeah. Mm-hmm. So FAU, you know, they built a huge stadium a few years ago. It also happens to be next to Boca Executive Airport. And so that's where the runway name is coming from. And so now they have a major incubator up there. They have an accelerator. And, you know, it's sort of expanding the ecosystem down here. You have things like Launchpad at UM, Venture Hive, the lab. So, you know, let's hope that there's a great company that comes out of one of these places. You know, let's have the next Amazon here instead of Jeff Bezos going to school down here and going up to Seattle and starting it there.
I think you're going to see more and more of that down here at this wealth event that I had again. Matt was there. We were talking to tech investors, early investors. I met him. It was really awesome. Now, this kind of freaked me out when I opened up the magazine and I saw my old friend Arno Carcenti with his buddy Mike Nunziata here. These guys really have it going. What do you got here in your article about them?
Well, they've partnered with a Spanish development company, and they're doing a lot of really cool projects in Brickell. One that I'm sort of familiar up with in Broward, there was a golf course up in Broward that became the center of a huge political scandal because there was some questionable activities.
Hijinks?
Done. Yeah, hijinks.
Government hijinks in Broward?
I know. It's there's no county that has a mortal lock on having that by itself down here. But they've taken this thing from the owners who ran into some problems with the politicians. Politicians went to jail. And now they're actually developing it, and it's affordable housing right by the turnpike.
Well, tell me a little bit about Comvest. It seems like Michael Falk has really got it going.
Yeah, Comvest is a great example of private equity down here. They're pretty well established, and private equity is something I want to pay attention to, and I think it's a growing sector down here, and they're one of the more established players down here.
So what am I missing? Or you know what? We've talked about this month's magazine that's out. What's coming up?
Well, coming up, we'll have a very big report on the Apogee Awards, so you can see who all the honorees are there. We'll have pictures of the party. I have a very interesting story about a gentleman from New York who was a world-class recruiter in the tech field up there. And it's sort of an interesting life story. The guy was, by his own admission, a bit of a juvenile delinquent as a kid growing up in New York City.
Oh, come on. Who wasn't?
And he's gone through, building huge companies before. He and his son had this idea that maybe they would retire to Florida and open a bagel shop or something. But now he's built another $18 million company. And it's a story about his life and his changes and his challenges. And it's also a story about how somebody can come from the Northeast and really, build a sizable company down here. We have all the attributes you need. You can have the quality of life, the lack of personal income tax, and your business.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the lack of personal income. Now we've got the retailers. There's Darcy's smiling face, my favorite real estate columnist after you, of course.
Right. Thank you.
So what's Darcy going to tell me?
Well, retail is, she and I had this conversation a few years ago before the bust about, we're under retailed down here. So
we used to be.
Yeah. So there's actually a bit of activity going on in retail. Another topic she's looking at is the office market down here. It's sort of interesting. We haven't had a lot of new construction since the recession.
Don't tell people what I'm about ready to do myself.
So you want to just give us a scoop right on the air, or you want to wait for the magazine?
Well, you're going to have to wait. I'm going to give you the scoop. You'll get it in the magazine. But offices in the crosshairs of many people. A lot of the problems is a lot of the one of the reasons it's in the crosshairs and one of the issues you have is that the condo guys can still pay more. They're still bidding up the land. They're making unrealistic expectations the norm, and it's tough to make the numbers work across the product types. But hey, I'm not the one that's given the interview. I'm the one that's doing the interview. So what else do we have coming up? We've got a couple more minutes. What are we going to look for in the coming weeks and months in South Florida Business and Wealth as you interview new people and continue to expand your franchise?
Well, one of the things I'm looking at is we have an editorial advisory board, which is a really talented group.
Everybody except for Jeremy Larkin.
Now, you can't diss Jeremy. Jeremy's a good friend of mine.
Listen, I love Jeremy. Jeremy is one of my favorites. Jeremy and his team are actually some of the most unique people in the market. They have built a real estate operating company from the ground up and have kept it going through the recession. My hats are off to all the guys over at his NAI Miami shop.
Yeah, they had a very interesting conference last week.
I was there.
You were there. So what was interesting was they talked a lot of different markets. Sort of interesting, though, when you hear somebody who has a big territory and they're managing 500,000 square feet of commercial space, which is...
And herding cats.
Not much by our standards down here. But the good thing is the state as a whole seems to be doing very well.
Yeah, it really is. I was there. The feedback that I got from the people in the audience was that they were extraordinarily impressed with the quality of the information they brought to bear. I think they had somebody from the Federal Reserve.
Yes, from the local Fed. And, she was very careful what she said. You know how those people at the Fed are. They don't have very loose lips.
No, and she disclaimed up at the beginning that she was speaking for herself and not the Fed, and that's when you should have started the tape recorder because you were getting it straight from the horse's mouth about what was going to happen. But it was very interesting because I noticed how Jeremy teamed with you and created an event where he helped to enhance the branding of his firm. So they were, Jeremy was working with you and NAI working with you to help to build their brand. And that's one of the things that we're working with you on as well. And we really appreciate all that you're doing with us. What do you have coming up, though, in the next issue? Because so far, we've still only been looking backwards.
Well, it's going to be a really fun issue. You know, with the cover story, the shoot, I haven't mentioned the shoot on the cover, which is really sort of cool.
I have my iPhone out to take your photo.
We have our CEO atop a $150,000 custom chopper from Orange County Choppers. You may have heard of
for
them.
Wow, for sure.
So that was being raffled off to charity. We have a column about the Internet of Things.
The Internet of Things? What's that?
So, you know, you've probably heard of Nest. They were acquired, what was it, by Google, I think.
Oh, yeah, right.
So that's an example of everything's going to be connected someday. So your thermostat can talk to your fridge. And
like my tailbone connected to my hip bone kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I had another column about investing. There was a good tax seminar, and also another column about how you can take a hedge fund and wrap it in an insurance product. So if you're a hedge fund investor and you get hammered on taxes each year, you might want to put it inside this insurance wrapper. And it's a great way to pass on wealth to the next generation, that sort of thing.
Well, we're going to be talking more about that at the end of the show with my buddy Thomas Handler. He's the top estate and trust guy almost in the country, I think, if not in the world. Hey, Kevin, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate our media relationship with you. We look forward to having you back on the show before the turn of the year.
Back at you, Jim. Thanks so much for your help.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Our pleasure. We'll be back after this. Wanda, it's all yours. We're going to have you health. We're going to talk about reducing your stress in your life. I know from the sound in my voice, it sounds like I'm highly energized and I can use it, but this is positive energy. And Wanda, it's now in your hands.
Insight from South Florida's top business minds? Check out the debut issue of South Florida Business and Wealth with our exclusive interview with Related Group Chairman George Perez. Find out what neighborhoods are hot and where there's money to be made. sfbwmag.com.
Wow, it's my turn again. It's just absolutely amazing. It must be time for my U Health Read. And you know, this is very appropriate for this. As we get older, we're all at risk of developing cataracts or forgetting things. And when you're using the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Bascom Palmer Eye Institute and their new high-def lenses, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. So call 305-243, you know it by now, 2020, to schedule a consultation. Trust your eyes to the best. Bascom Palmer has been ranked number one eye hospital in the country 11 years in a row by U.S. News & World Report. So visit BascomPalmer.org or call, here it comes again, 305-243. You got it, 2020, to schedule your consultation today.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where SocialMedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, SocialMedia305.com is a social relations company.
And now, 880 The Biz Traffic.
Traffic is a mess on the way home this afternoon. Emergency vehicles on the scene. 95 southbound. That's after Northwest 103rd Street. Traffic stopped from Ives Dairy Road. 95 Express southbound. That is closed at Northwest 103rd Street. And in Hollywood, traffic stopped. 95 southbound between Pembroke and Hollandale Beach Boulevard. You'll also find stopped traffic Florida Turnpike southbound between 595 and Griffin Road. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic MIA.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business.
To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Now, that was just an awesome break. And you know, we always talk about them here on a show, but they're a very important part of our community, as we all find out on a regular basis. We're talking about U Health, and that's the University of Miami Health System. They bring you the brightest minds and the best care right here in South Florida. And everybody knows by now that U Health is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Palm Beach to Miami, and now U Health is in Plantation. What sets U Health apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is sponsored by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community. Hey, everybody, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth contains the Baskin-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for 11 years in a row, and the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys today. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative and interesting things over there. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover it at UHealth, and you can do it today. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Wow, I feel nice.
All right, it's now time for our UHealth special guest. Today we've got Dr. Heidi Allspach, PhD. She's assistant professor for family medicine and community health, as well as the director of behavioral medicine. So welcome to the show, doctor. Okay, Wanda, you're the miracle worker. Hello, doctor. Okay, I'm going to keep talking while we wait for Wanda to get the two wires connected and we get the doctor on. This is a great segment. We're going to talk about reducing your stress, and Lord knows we all need to reduce our stress, especially while we're on the highway. So the person that cuts you off, just let it go, and just let it go. Reduce your stress. Everything will be okay. We're going to talk with Dr. Allspach about how she helps people in the pre-op ward relax when they're facing, is she on the line? Hello? Wanda, hello? Can you hear her, Wanda? Hello, doctor.
All right, hang on. Let me figure this one out.
Okay, thank you, Wanda. Connect the wires, please. I can only tap dance for so long. Okay, so Dr. Allspach, please hold and stay mellow on the line while we bring you aboard. Wanda's really getting uptight. We've got two people trying to solve the problem. The tension in the office is palatable. Larry has now joined the fray as Larry and Wanda try to bring the doctor on, and we could talk about being relaxed as they build their stress level higher and higher, and I think that we have solved the problem. Doctor!
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
There you are.
Larry, high five to you. Now go on vacation. Get out of here.
I didn't mean to cause more stress here.
Oh, we know how to deal with stress. We were altering our focus while they were remaining calm in the other room.
Okay.
So, hey, welcome to the show, Doc. I really appreciate your good sense of humor.
Thank you.
Listen, staying mellow is something we talk about all the time. We love to talk about mindfulness with people like Ashwin Mehta from your team.
Yes.
And so how can you help us learn a couple of new tricks to calm down? Because we got people there white-knuckled, heading north on 995, trying to get to the Dolphin game. And I'll replay this while that's being me in about 20 minutes.
Okay. Well, so, you know, what we teach our patients here at University of Miami in the Department of Family Medicine and Community Health What we teach our patient is that while we can't control our first reactions to things, so someone cuts you off on 95 or as you said, the traffic is really bad, we can control how long we hang on to those feelings, okay? And we do that by focusing on our thoughts, because thoughts create feelings, and feelings in turn affect behavior. So if we work at the level of our thoughts, we can feel more mellow, as you said, and then control our reactions to things.
Oh, this is what I do. I just try to relax and say, let it go. I'm not going to make them move any, well, I try to, but I'm not going to make them move any faster. So I should just kick back. And the other thing is to leave yourself a little extra time, because sometimes the roads can be somewhat unpredictable.
Exactly. So to predict and plan. So we see patients over here in our at Jefferson Reeves, which is our family medicine center.
Uh-huh.
And we teach them about cognitive behavioral therapy and strategies. And you know, we have kind of two parts of our mind, Jim. We have one part that's centered on fear and negativity, and then we have this other part that's very wise and balanced and rational. And when we're in the part of our mind that is very fear-based and reactive, we always feel bad. So we feel, you know, when we're thinking about the future, you know, what if I don't make it to work on time? You know, what if my boss fires me? What if, you know, what if I get this horrible illness? Or what if I don't get better from this illness? Those kinds of thoughts obviously create anxiety.
Oh, my God. Right? Getting rid of negative energy is the number one thing. I found that the most difficult thing to fight, but the most effective battle to fight, is negative self-talk.
Ah, there you go. See, you know the lingo. That's
I try.
I'm impressed. Yes, and negative self-talk is very loud. I think of it like a monkey that just sort of jumps up and down and screams at us, you know. And it likes taking us to the past, too, in the would-haves and the could-haves and the should-haves. And, you know, if only I'd done this or if I could have done that.
Oh, it eats me alive.
Thoughts create feelings. So when we're thinking about the past, we feel depressed, guilty, ashamed, et cetera. So the key is to, as you said a little while ago, acceptance and letting go is huge. And really focusing on, okay, what can I control right now? We're under this illusion, Jim, that basically we can control everything, but truly, and I don't mean to scare the listeners or anything, but really the only thing we can control is right between our ears.
Oh, well done, Doc, 100%. Oh, I agree totally. And, you know, I just try to stay and live in the present and deal with what I can deal with. I mean, hey, perfect laboratory example when I was trying to get you on the line there. How'd I do, by the way?
I think you did pretty well. You made a joke out of it. Humor is so wonderful. And when we can laugh, and it just lightens everything up. You know?
I try to build relationships with a happy place like you were talking about.
That's good.
What's another useful strategy that people can employ in their daily stressful lives?
Well, so in addition to really getting in touch with that part of our mind, you know, again, we might not be able to control that first reaction, but then to say to ourselves, okay, what can I tell myself that will make me feel less anxious right now, less stressed, less depressed, whatever it is. In addition to that, you know, what Dr. Meadow have spoken to you about mindfulness, there's a lot of different ways to bring ourselves into the present. And one of them is just to simply be very still and quiet and become aware of everything we see, everything we hear, everything we feel, everything we taste, and everything we smell. And just do that for even 30 seconds three times a day, and that's really powerful. You know, I see patients with Dr. Tom Salerno and Dr. Kenneth Stahl in the Department of Surgery after surgery, and these patients, you know, are terrified. They just had major heart surgery, and this technique of really bringing them into the moment and just having them just kind of just be in the present really, really grounds them. I think I'm a psychologist, but I think it's really good to lose your mind.
Oh, that's too funny. Or lose yourself in your mindlessness, maybe.
Yeah, you know, totally lose yourself in your mind. And that's why little kids are so happy, because they don't think about the future or the past. They're just in the moment. And they get angry and they get sad and they get scared. But you know what? They bounce right back to happiness. And we used to be like that. Remember when summer used to last forever?
Oh, yeah, 100%. And I remember when I thought my wine was the most powerful thing in the world.
Yeah, you know, and basically as we grow up, we spend more time in the future and the past. And so anything we can do to bring ourselves in the moment, breathing from our diaphragm or from our, like we call it, belly breathing, is excellent. As we grow up, not only do we forget how to stay in the moment, but we also forget how to breathe, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm sitting here doing it now. I hope I don't fall asleep on you in the middle of the segment, but I am calming down somewhat, which is somewhat nonproductive for entertaining radio, but for this case, I'll do it.
So you're belly breathing right now, eh?
Indeed.
There you go.
Most certainly.
Yeah. So the best way we instruct patients, to put one hand on their chest and one hand on their stomach, and to really focus on their lower hand, on their stomach, and really try to get that hand to move more. And we always give our patients homework, to practice changing thoughts, to change feelings, and to practice being in the moment with the little mindfulness or awareness exercise, and also to practice diaphragmatic or belly breathing three times a day, usually five deep breaths, you know, in the morning and at night, at noon and at night. And this conscious attention to doing stuff for ourselves rather than getting caught up in the craziness of the day and overdoing, you know, we become human beings instead of human doings. Right?
Oh, my gosh. I think I feel like I'm codependent to the entire world some days.
Yes. And we all do. We all do. That's normal.
Thank you, doctor. Makes me feel better.
We live in a world which, you know, especially, you know, our country, we are a very high-powered country, and we are a bunch of overachievers and competitive, and sort of society pushes us to achieve more and do more and you know, have more. And that's a huge burden.
Well, doctor, we've got about a minute left.
Yes.
Two things. How do people find you and the best takeaway you can give them?
Well, they can find me through the Department of Family Medicine and Community Health. And the best takeaway is just to stop once in a while. Just stop. Put it in your schedule to have, you know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes of time a day when you can just practice some of these techniques and just until you can integrate them throughout the day. But just to stop and
smell the roses.
Take care of oneself.
Oh my gosh.
Be a little kid again.
Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, I can't wait to be a little kid. I'm going to head up to the Dolphin game.
Great.
I'm going to use your breathing techniques as I'm trying to make sure that I can't help my situation, so I'm just going to deal with it. I left enough time. It's going to be great.
Okay.
Thank you so much, doctor. I can't wait. I'm going to get you and Ashwin on, and we can have dueling mellowness.
That would be very cool.
Okay. Well, we'll work with him, and we'll work with you, and we'll work with you to do that. Thank you so much for joining us, doctor.
Thanks so much, Jim. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
Bye.
We'll be right back with Tom Handler. He is the number one guy to protect your assets. Back after this.
When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
All right. And for you, Tom, Tom's holding. So for you, Tom, I want you to know that this guy is a third-generation performer. He's a star. And you know you're looking at when you're, oh, boy, let's start again. I got off track. You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. And the Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased all my cars from them, all my Infinities, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy or lease one, I guess you can only buy their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Frank Rodriguez, CCIM Miami President, specializing in multifamily and retail properties. I am a CCIM. Consider the three pillars of CCIM: networking, education, technology. If you aren't in the real estate industry, consider hiring a CCIM the next time you are looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property. To find out more, Google us at CCIM Miami.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM. The Biz.
All right, Wanda, we had a little cross wire there, but I still think you're the best. And, oh, by the way, I am just rocking. Hey, it's almost time to get in your car and go over to Sun Life Stadium and join me at the Dolphin game. If you don't have your tickets, go to dolphins.com. It's the place where the Dolphin gets the best deal on Dolphin tickets. You know, we're all stronger together, Dolphin fans, so go out, join me. I'll be tailgating, then I'll be cheering on our Dolphins to the divisional victory. Join me at the game. Go to dolphins.com for your tickets right now.
Miami has a Dolphin, the greatest football.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. You know, I go to all these conferences and you meet all these really cool people. We had last week, we had Richard Wilson on. We were talking about his wealth management conference. I was just at it. It was great. And we're going to do some more wealth management. And I want to show you how great the Wilson conference was. I want you to meet probably the top wealth management asset preservation guy that I've ever met, Tom Handler. Tom, are you out there?
I'm out there. How are you, Jim?
I'm doing great, Tom. I guess you're back in Chicago now?
I am, and it was a few snow flurries are blowing by my window as we're speaking.
Oh, well, listen, it's hot as the Dickens down here. Maybe we can meet in the middle somewhere. But, you know, you were terrific. I really enjoyed meeting you at the conference. You had some really good ideas. We can't go through them all. I kind of touted your appearance today as how people could learn just the basics of what's going on out there, and maybe we can get you on in the future for a full show and really talk about some details. But, Tom, what are some of the changes that are going on out there in the family office space, the people that have all the wealth, looking to protect it? How do you help?
Well, I think there's a lot of trends in the industry, and there's no question that over time it's getting harder and harder for families to preserve family businesses and their wealth from generation to generation. And not that it's ever been easy, but, for example, you know, in the last 10, 15 years we've had unprecedented regulations that are global and that can apply to family offices. So things like the Patriot Act, Dodd-Frank, Sarbanes-Oxley, FATCA, these are very, very serious, you know, voluminous regulations, and families are stuck dealing with them. At the same time, you've had a exploding litigation market. You've got a scope and sphere of liability that never existed in the past. Lawsuits are running rampant, and so those risks are increasing. And at the same time, you know, the global P&C markets are contracting, so it's getting a little tougher to cover those risks. And when you put it all together, it doesn't look like a very good picture. And then add on top of all that you have a whole host of government agencies being excessively aggressive, largely functioning with little congressional supervision and tremendous power and discretion. And when you're on the radar screen, you're subject to whatever they decide to do to you, and that could mean incurring massive legal fees, even though you've not done anything, trying to extricate yourself from these proceedings. So it's a very slippery slope for these families. So the key really is about long-term risk management all the way across the board, you know, risk management in activities and conduct, in business structures, in the conduct of business, in elevated levels of compliance. And so it's really about crossing the T's and dotting the I's, and it looks to me like this trend is likely to escalate going forward. So it's really about not making mistakes that are wealth-destructive events, and that's, you know, in that regard, that's where the asset protection and premarital planning, you know, come into play, because they can be very destructive of wealth.
Now, you've created a couple different things that are trademarked, the asset protection profile, and I just love this, the stealth prenup. I'm just not going to talk about the asset protection file. You got to tell me what a stealth prenup is.
Well, what are the keys to the enforceability of prenuptial agreements and postnuptial agreements is the complete, full, and fair exchange of information. And so for affluent families, I mean, that means in many cases literally audited financial statements compiled by a CPA firm. So it's a very high standard. If there's any, you know, missing assets or anything hidden or even, you know, a significant mistake, you run the risk of having the entire agreement thrown out of court. And so that disclosure obligation is an absolute requirement for the enforcement of those documents. And so we went on a little exercise, and then we reviewed every case over a five-year period in every state and the territories where a prenup or a postnup were set aside, and the factors were all over the board. And so the bottom line is that at the end of the day, a judge or a jury has tremendous discretion, and the problem is that they may not enforce a perfectly valid agreement, and they often force settlement, and they often decide against the party with the deep pockets. So in view of that, we devised the structure at this point maybe 15 to 18 years ago, and frankly didn't talk about it until about 10 years ago. But the idea is that instead of following the lead of the matrimonial and family law bar to rather use structures as a superior method to protect these assets. And so the stealth prenup was put in place to do just that. So the idea is that a very wealthy family or a business owner or a professional athlete or a celebrity who doesn't want to have the prenup discussion, which can be difficult, or they don't want the risk of having the spouse go to the press and make a mess and hurt their career and have an adverse impact on the family's reputation or the professional's reputation, the stealth prenup allows you to put the structure in place either before the marriage or after the marriage. If you do it after the marriage, it has to be done with only premarital assets that you can trace and tie, have an audit trail to prove that, or you do it before the marriage. And so the idea is that we have a business entity, like a manager, typically a virtual family office, running a family holding company, almost like a fund structure that you would see with private equity or a hedge fund. And in turn, that family limited liability company, holding company, can only be formed in a very few states that have superior laws for asset protection, or approximately 30 foreign countries that have similar laws. It could be either way. And then ultimately, that interest in that family holding company is owned in an offshore asset protection trust. So that combination provides multiple levels of asset protection that are very formidable, and to date, it's never been set aside. So unlike the Massey prenup of movie fame, this one has not yet been effectively challenged.
Well, Tom, that's awesome stuff. I know we only scratched the surface. We talked about getting you back on the show in the future. I'm going to be in touch with you via email to do that. I just want to give people a taste of what I learned at the Wilson Conference. And Richard, well, he did a great job at putting everything together. I really enjoyed meeting you. I hope we'll be able to get you back on the show real soon.
It was a pleasure. I enjoyed the conference as well and enjoyed meeting you.
All right. Well, listen, we'll talk real soon. I'll be coming to Chicago to see you and our friend Mike real soon.
All right. Sounds good. Bye.
All right. Take care. Hey, this was a great show. We had an absolutely awesome lineup of guests. We had Kevin Gale talking about the South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine and what he's got coming up and what they've been doing. We had Mel Onis from Dr. Alspet at the University of Miami Health System. And then we had the home run hitter, Tom Handler. He was awesome as well. Now, I want to end the show by thanking our sponsors, of course, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine and the CCIMs, Tarek Maddox and U Health. I want to also thank the NFL alumni, the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Marlins, and Social Media 305. The tweets are my own. Social Media 305 tells me how to do it. Of course, Lauren's Kids, the Aztec Group, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. But most importantly, I want to thank you, our listeners, because without you, I would have no show. So please go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Please join our community. Give us feedback, comments, and tell us who you want to hear from. You know, I'm watching our trends, and they're going up. So there's people out there listening, believe it or not, including you. So tweet me at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Like I said, the website's rocking. If you missed our show, it'll be up there on www.freedombusiness.com real soon. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8:80 a.m. Next week, we'll have Sandy Abbott talking about constant contact and marketing yourself. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way to do it.
The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. I'm out of here on my way to the Dolphins game.
Jack, don't you know that you don't talk?